Join Verso on Felixstowe Radio for the Country Hour, an hour of country sounds through the decades.
Welcome to the Country Hour, me Verso, and we've got country classics today. I've got 21 to squeeze in. So as usual on the Country Hour, minimal chat from me, just playing some great music. Now, first up, Mel Haggard, Mama Tried. And then we've got Dolly Parton with Why'd You Come In Here Looking Like That, followed by Lonesome Number One by Don Gibson.
First thing I remember knowing is a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one to change my mind, Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, with the bad I kept on turning till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better. Every pleading I denied, that leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Why'd you come in here looking like that in your cowboy boots and your painted on jeans, all decked out like a cowgirl's dream? Why'd you come in here looking like that? Right in here looking like that. Why'd you come in here looking like that when you could stop traffic in a gun sack? Why you're almost giving me a heart attack when you waltz right in here looking like that? I just can't stand it. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that when you can stop traffic in a gunny sack? Why you're almost giving me a heart attack when you walk right in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that?
I've wanted as I wanted someone new. Heartaches hang around, they always come. Surely must be lonesome, number one. Lonesome, number one. Just call me lonesome, number one. All the love titles have I won. I surely must be lonesome, number one. Just won't come near. Just when love gets close, it always disappears. Sorrow always keeps me on the run. I surely must be lonesome, number one. Lonesome, number one. Just call me lonesome, number one. All the love titles have I.
Steve Earle with Pilgrim, Jim Reeves, Distant Drums, and Ray Price with City Lights.
One, two, three, four.
Along the way, boys. Sometimes you're. lonesome bright highway. Songs to sing and tales to tell. But I'm just a pilgrim on this road, boys. I'm just a pilgrim on this road, boys. I'm just a pilgrim on this road, boys. Till I see you fade away.
The great white way shines through the night, for lonely guys like me. The cabarets and honky-tonks, their flashing signs invite a broken heart to lose itself in the glow of city lights. Lights that say forget her name in a glass of sherry wine. Lights that offer other girls for empty hearts like mine. They paint a pretty picture of a world that's gay and bright, but it's just a mask for loneliness behind those city lights. Stars to brighten up the night, but I don't believe that God above made those city lights, for it's just a place for men to cry when things don't turn out right. Just a place to run away and hide behind those city lights. In a different atmosphere. Lights that lure are nothing but a masquerade for tears. They paint a pretty picture of a world that's gay and bright, but I just can't say I love you to a street of city light.
Now, today's show is called Country Classics, and the next three are classics. The singers are three of the legends of the genre: Hank Williams, Cold Cold Heart; George Jones with A Good Year for the Roses; and then Willie Nelson with A Moment Isn't Very Long.
I try so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? You'll never know how much it hurts to see you sit and cry. You know you need and want my love, yet you're afraid to try. Why do you run and hide from life? To try it just ain't smart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me, but now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
I can hardly bear the sight of lipstick on the cigarettes there in the ashtray. Lying cold the way you left them, but at least your lips caressed them while you packed. And a lip print on a half-filled cup of coffee that you poured and didn't drink. But at least you thought you wanted it. That's so much more than I can say for me. It's been a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. The lawn could stand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care. The door behind you closes. The only thing I know to say, it's been a good year for the roses. After 3 full years of marriage, it's the first time that you haven't made the bed. I guess the reason we're not talking, there's so little left to say we haven't said. While a million thoughts go racing through my mind, I find I haven't spoke a word. And from the bedroom, the familiar sound of our one baby's crying goes unheard. Stand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care. And when you turn to walk away, as the door behind you closes, the only thing I know to say, it's been a good year for the roses.
Yesterday, as I talked with a friend in town, I forgot to remember that you've gone. For a moment, I found myself smiling, but a moment isn't very long. And last night, as I danced with a stranger, and she held her cheek close to my arm, for a moment I almost forgot you, but a moment isn't very long. A chance to smile, but those every now and then just last a little while. And tonight I've got a date with a new love. But I know I do just as well at home. For a moment, maybe I could forget you. But a moment isn't very long. But those every now and then just last a little while. And tonight I've got a deal with a new love. But I know I do just as well at home. For a moment, maybe I could forget you. A moment isn't very long.
Right then, four for you now. Blake Shelton, God's Country. Porter Wagoner with the Carols, Country's Accident. Ferlin Husky with The Drunken Driver. And then the Louvin Brothers with I Don't Believe You've Met My Baby.
Outside of this one church town, there's a gold dirt road to a whole lot of nothing. Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank Him when it's falling, 'cause it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a pin-found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God's country. We turn the dirt and work until the week's done. We take a break and break bread on Sunday, then do it all again, 'cause we're proud to be from God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in the 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a pin found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went, but he didn't stick around. This is God's country. God's country. I don't care what my headstone reads or what kind of pine wood box I end up in. When it's my time, lay me 6 feet deep in God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a pin found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God's country. Yeah, I saw the light.
Carroll County's pointed out as kind of square. The biggest thing that happens is the county fair. I guess that's why it seemed like such a big event, what we all call the Carroll County accident. The wreck was on the highway just inside the line. Walter Browning lost his life, and for a time it seemed that Mary Ellen Jones would surely die. But she lived long enough for her to testify. Now Walter Browning was a happy married man. He wore a golden wedding ring upon his hand, but it was gone, nobody knew just where it went. He'd lost it in the Carroll County accident. Mary Ellen testified he flagged her down, said he was sick and could she drive him into town. And no one even doubted what she said was true, 'cause she was well respected in the county too. I went down to see the wreck like all the rest, the bloody seats, the broken glass, the tangled mess. But I found something no one else had even seen, behind the dash in Mary's crumpled up machine. A little matchbox circled by a rubber band, and inside the ring from Walter Browning's hand. It took a while to figure out just what it meant, the truth about the Carroll County accident. By dark of night I dropped the ring into a well, and took a sacred oath that I would never tell the truth about the Carroll County accident, 'cause the county ordered Dad a marble monument. I lost him in the Carroll County accident.
Friends, my name is Ferlin Husky. I'd like to tell you about a man that let alcohol destroy everything that God gave him. I saw an accident one day that would chill the heart of any man. It would teach them not to drink a drop while the steering wheel's in their hand. This awful accident occurred on the 20th day of May and caused two little children to be sleeping beneath the clay. These two little kids walked side by side along the state highway. Their poor old mother, she had died, and their daddy had ran away. As these two little children walked arm in arm, how sad their hearts did feel when around the curve came a speeding car with a drunk man at the wheel. The drunk man saw the little kids and he hollered a drunkard sound, "Get out of the road, you little fools!" And the car, it brought them down. The bumper struck the little girl, taking her life away, while the little boy in a puddle of blood in the ditch line there did lay. The drunk man staggered from his car to see the damage that he had done, and then he let out a yell you could hear for miles when he recognized his dying son. Such mourning from a drunken man I've never heard before. While kneeling down by his car, he prayed to heaven's door, saying, "Oh God, please forgive me for this awful crime I've done." And his attention then was called away by the words of his dying son. He said, "Daddy, why did you do this to us? How come you run us to the ground? It was you and Mommy we were talking about when the car had brought us down. And I was just telling little sister that I knew we'd see you again someday, but Daddy, why did it have to be like this? Why did it have to be this way? Why, Daddy? Why?
Country classics, we've got Tommy Collins with If You Can't Bite, Don't Growl, Hank Thompson with his version of I Recall a Gypsy Woman, Farron Young with Alone With You, and then Patsy Cline with A Stranger In My Arms.
I whistled at a pretty girl on a corner downtown. She saw me when I winked my eye and then she turned around. She came and took me by the arm. I told her I didn't mean no harm. She said to me with a certain kind of scowl, if you don't mean it, then don't whistle. If you can't bite, don't growl. One night I left the wife at home and went out with the boys. I was acting like a Don Juan and making a lot of noise. A go-go girl called my hand. I said, I can't, I'm a married man. She said, if you ain't gonna steal, you better not prowl. Don't do-si-do with a go-go. If you can't bite, don't growl. I went home to the little wife and grabbed her at the door. I kissed her like a madman and let out a lion roar. I jumped down from the chandelier and beat my chest and said, come here. She said, if you can't hunt, you better not howl. I'm a wampus kitty and a mean mama. If you can't bite, don't growl. I jumped down from the chandelier and beat my chest and said, come here. She said, if you can't hunt, you better not howl. I'm a wampus kitty and a mean mama. If you can't bite, don't growl.
Silver coins that jingle jangle, fancy shoes that dance in time, Oh, the secrets of her dark eyes, they did sing a gypsy rhyme. Yellow clover in tangled blossoms in a meadow silky green, where she held me to her bosom, just a boy of 17. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine. Soft breezes blow from fragrant meadows and stir the darkness in my mind. Oh, gentle woman, you sleep beside me and little know who haunts my mind. Gypsy lady, I hear your laughter and it dances in my head, while my tender wife and baby slumber softly in their bed. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine.
Around you when the lonely nights around you, how I'd love to be alone with you. But I'd give to have the power to read your mind 1 hour, how I'd love to be alone with you. Just to be with you one night, you and me alone, kiss your lips and hold you tight and have you for my own. This would be a joy unending, could be a real beginning, how I'd love to be alone with you. How I'd love to be around you when the lonely nights around you, how I'd love to be alone with you. If I only knew for certain, I'd cut out all my flirting, how I'd love to be alone with you. Just to be with you one night, you and me alone, kiss your lips and hold you tight and have you for my own. Won't you try to be my baby just for once, and then, well, maybe I could always be alone with you. Well, won't you try to be my baby just for once, and then, well, maybe I could always be alone with you. Then I could always be alone with you.
Though you try, you can't conceal it. Love has brought us only stars. I can see your eyes reveal it. You're a stranger in my arms. Say goodbye to our romancing. We have lost the flame that warms. Though you while we're dancing. You're a stranger in my arms. Every story has an ending. This is where our story ends. Please don't hurt me by pretending. For lovers never can be friends. Through the years your love will haunt me, and I'll dream about your arms. Still I know you'll never want me. You're a stranger in my arms. Every story has an ending. This is where our story ends. Please don't hurt me by pretending. For lovers never can be friends. Through the years your love will haunt me, and I'll dream about your arms. Still I know you'll never want me. In my arms, you're a stranger in my arms.
Right then, folks, now that show comes to an end with four more songs. Thank you all for listening, and back again next week. And we've got Stonewall Jackson with Waterloo, Jerry Lee Lewis with I Love You So Much, then we've got the live version of Little Rosa by Red Savine and Webb Pierce, and the last song of the day, thanks a lot, Johnny Cash.
For spite, the devil made him take a bite, and that's where old Adam met his Waterloo. Waterloo, Waterloo, where will you meet your Waterloo? Every puppy had a say, everybody has to pay, everybody has to meet his Waterloo. General Napoleon of France tried to conquer the world, but he lost his pants. He met defeat, known as Bonaparte's retreat, and that's when Napoleon met his Waterloo. Waterloo, Waterloo, where will you meet your Waterloo? Every puppy has a stay. Everybody has to pay, everybody has to meet his Waterloo. Now a feller, his darling proved untrue, took her life, but he lost his too. Now he swings where the little birdie sings, and that's where Tom Dooley met his Waterloo. Waterloo, everybody has to meet his Waterloo. Afraid of losing you.
love you so much, it hurts. And darling, there's nothing I can do. I just wanna hold you, my dear, forever. Ever, I love you so much, it hurts me so. It hurts me, and darling, there's nothing, nothing I can do. I wanna hold you, my dear, forever, ever. I love you so much, it hurts me so.
I had gone to visit the grave of a friend of mine, and as I walked through the graveyard, I noticed this man kneeling down by the grave of a child. And in his hand, he held a big red rose, and tears were streaming down his cheeks. I walked over and laid a hand on his shoulder and started to talk to him. And during the course of our conversation, and in his broken English, this is the story, just as he told it to me. He said, "Mister, I'm walking down the street of today, and I pass by a big flower shop. I walk in and I ask the man in the shop, I say, 'Boss, how much are for one red rose?' And he looked at me with one a bigger frown, and he says, 1 dollar, please.' But then a by and a by, a swell-dressed blondie young lady walk in, and she says, 'How much are for one red rose?' And he look at her with one a bigger smile, and he says, 10 cents. And I said, 'Boss, how come you charge me $1 for the rose, and you charge the young lady only 10 cents? And he says, "Look, mister, you tell me why you want the rose, and maybe I'll give it to you for not." And I said, "Boss, I'm a hard-working man, working the railroad and only make the $3 a day. And I got a little girl, and her name is Rose. Rose is just about this high, boss. Every day when I come home from work, a little Rose would come running to meet her papa. She'd throw her little arms around my neck and say, 'Papa,' and I say, 'Rose.' But the one day, boss, I come home from work and I don't see Rose. I look down by the railroad track and I see one bigger crowd. I go down and I push the crowd this away and I push the crowd that away. And there, boss, at my feet lay my little Rose. And that's why I want the Rose, the boss. I want to put him on a little Rose's grave. The man ain't gonna say a knock. But he picked the biggest and the reddest rose, and he give it to me. And I say, 'Thank you, boss. Thank you very much.'"
And though she's gone, you see, she's still the world to me. To me, she'll always be that little girl of mine.
You're telling everyone in town that I don't treat you right. You even say I stay away and don't come home at night. I'm losing you, and you are all I've got. got. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
It seems you like to hurt me, and you know I'm good to you. I'd give you anything I own, do anything you want me to. Yeah, now you've really got me on the spot. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Still, I would forgive you if you'd let me. I'd be glad if we could try again. But it seems that you're just out to get me. And it looks as if you're just about to win. No matter what you do, I always will love you. And you will never know how it hurts to see you go. And for calling me those things you know I'm not. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
But you know I'm not. Thanks a lot.
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 Jamie Versey on Felix Stowe Radio. The Saturday Show, Sunday Specials and the Country Hour. Want to know more or get involved? Contact via email verzo@verzomedia.me.